Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, Newton Open Studios, Highlighting Local Art for 30 Years, by Julie M. Cohen. Over the last 30 years, Newton Open Studios has grown from 28 participating artists to 110 exhibiting and selling their original pieces over the May 30th through 31st weekend throughout the city. The organization is a nonprofit arts initiative dedicated to fostering meaningful connections between artists and the public, according to Newton Open Studios. Our mission is realized primarily through an annual two-day Open Studios event that enables artists and makers to showcase and sell their work, build professional visibility, and engage directly with audiences. Throughout the weekend, the creators sold items ranging from paintings, intricate drawings, and abstract prints to hand-dyed textiles, ceramic sculptures and dishware, and colorful books and more. Art enthusiasts and shoppers could follow a map to visit many artists in various group locations like Newton South High School and the New Art Center, as well as personal studios and local businesses highlighting one or a few creators. Newton resident Isling Collery, owner of Horizon Line Ceramics, sold her handmade pieces as part of the Artisans at 72 Columbus, the address of the Woman's Club Workshop in Newton Highlands. Taking part in Newton Open Studios on and off for the past 15 years, Collery displayed her handmade vases and pots, including miniature vessels hanging from string. At a nearby table, Needham resident Hillary Hansen Bruel discussed how she produces her encaustic paintings. Encaustic is an ancient painting method in which wax and pigment are fused onto a surface with heat, according to the Royal Academy of Arts. Bruel, a former board member of the Newton Art Association, said that after taking encaustic painting classes at the New Art Center, she fell in love with the process, set up her own studio, and has been showing her work since 2018. Several former art teachers also participated in Newton Open Studios and displayed their works at the New Art Center, including Zahira Nortruth and Newton resident Arlene Bandez, who sold her handmade monotypes. According to MoMA, a monotype is a unique print, typically painterly in effect, made by applying paint or printing ink to a flat sheet of metal, glass, or plastic. In addition to monotypes, shoppers and art lovers could check out the joyful block prints made by Needham resident Anne E.G. Needham and displayed at Newton South High School. From smiling fairies and delicate plants to old-fashioned cars and spunky animals, Needham's prints, some of which she turned into cards, were appealing to many ages. Near her stall, the mostly black-and-white pen-and-ink drawings of artist Connor Plunkett stood out. The Boston-centric images of familiar buildings, bridges, and other locations are reminiscent of M.C. Escher's style, with an impressive depth of detail. Plunkett was delighted to have sold his most recent original work, which focused on a classic Boston and Cambridge scene, the storrowing of a semi-tractor trailer getting stuck under a bridge over Storrow Drive. All participating artists are featured on the Newton Open Studios website. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.